You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and my guest this morning is Joan Howe. She's a refuge ranger for the Tennessee National Wildlife Refuge Complex. She works for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we're here to talk about the Wings of Winter, a winter birding festival. It's happening January 18th through the 20th. You said that last year was the inaugural run for
right.
this.
That is right.
How did it go last year? And then kind of tell us what to expect this year.
Yeah, we had a great first year last year. We had about 100 people that participated in this and got us going. And so we're looking forward to making it bigger and better this year. And we look forward to, we've already surpassed that number in registration. So we hope to let this snowball into something kind of large for this area.
Were you in on the planning process last year when this was thought of?
I was. So let me tell you the thought process in talking about a birding festival in this area. This is a multi-agency organizational event. And it is everything from Kentucky Lake and Barkley Lake, goes all the way up to Kentucky Dam, down to almost to the I-40 area there. So it encompasses a large area, and it has a lot of different partners. There is the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the National Park Service, the U.S. Forest Service, TVA, the state parks. It has organizations such as Ornithological Society. There's Tennessee Ornithological and Kentucky Ornithological Society that's part of this, and Ornithology Study of Birds, and several of our local communities, Henry County and Stewart County among them, and even some research organizations called SEER, who is a research for birds, is part of this and had made this happen in this area. So what we have here, a lot of people don't realize it. Everybody knows we have outdoor resources that are an asset to this community to bring in ecotourism to this area. A lot of people don't realize and understand what a bird-rich resource we have here. We focus a lot on the other resource aspects of these natural resources, but we are an extremely bird-rich area in this area. We are right in the pathway of the Mississippi Flyway. So any rivers that feed into the Mississippi River along there are part of this corridor, and birds naturally follow waterways in their migration pathway. So we are right in this migration pathway, and so year-round we have different birds that are coming through here, but especially in the wintertime, we are a place where a lot of birds come and spend the winter, overwintering in this area or passing through on their migration journey headed further south here. So that's the reason why this birding festival is smack dab in the middle of January. We have a lot of birds coming through here, but January is kind of like the peak time when all the birds are really here, and we have a lot of these birds that people don't realize what we have here. For instance, on my site alone, I'm on a refuge that encompasses 51,000 acres stretched along 65 miles of the Tennessee River. On my site alone, we have 318 different species of birds that use that refuge. I'll put that in perspective for you. There are a little bit more than 411 species of birds in the state of Tennessee, so over 300 of which are right there on our refuge alone. Now, right surrounding our refuge is Cross Creeks National Wildlife Refuge, Fort Donelson National Battlefield, Land Between the Lakes, National Recreation Area, many TVA lands, Paris Landing State Park. So all these public lands stretched right along the Cumberland River, the Tennessee River, make it to have undeveloped areas where these birds are right along that migration corridor. And so that's what I mean by a bird-rich area in this locale.
Does it rank among the most bird-rich areas, the most destination locations for bird watchers in the country here?
It's pretty rich in there. I don't know where we are in the country. I know in the state we have some of the top birding spots in the state of Tennessee and in Kentucky in this area here. And so it was a natural fit for all these agencies and organizations to sort of hold hands and say, look, we have a resource that is not tapped into here, that people don't understand we have here, and we want to promote it, and we want to make people aware of this wonderful resource that we have here in this area. And so we decided to start this birding festival.
So in addition to the obvious draw of watching the birds, you've got a couple of speakers this year. Tell us a bit about them and why you chose them.
That's right. So this year our keynote speaker is Richard Crossley. Now Richard Crossley, if anybody is a birder, knows about the Crossley ID guides, which are bird field guides that are quite unusual. He goes all over and he photographs birds in their natural habitat in every different pose or different, they're flying, they're standing, they're sitting in the water, they're whatever. And on the page you have all these birds in all these different poses, so it's easy to tell when you look at a bird. You may be able to be able to ID that bird, and that's what we call the Crossley ID guide. He just put out a new one that's specifically for waterfowl. He has ones for raptors, he has one for just for all birds. Anyway, he goes all over the world photographing birds, and he is coming here. He is coming to our community, and he is our keynote speaker for this birding festival. And he will be speaking on Saturday night at the banquet, and he's also leading a couple of our birding field trips there. So Richard Crossley, we're very excited about him being there. And then Joel Greenberg is another one of our speakers. Now, he is a historian and author and documentarian on the passenger pigeon. Passenger pigeons, a lot of people may not know about, but that is the one bird that is was very prolific in this area. Matter of fact, it was the most numerous species in America at one time, and it is also the one bird that has gone extinct. So man caused extinction of the passenger pigeon, and the passenger pigeon started the story with our conservation protection laws. And so it's a fascinating story. Anything around here that's named pigeon, like Pigeon Forge or the Pigeon River, has to do with the passenger pigeon. And Joel Greenberg is going to come and tell that story. So that's a fascinating story, and that will be on Friday night. Joel Greenberg is also leading some of our field trip, as he is a fabulous bird guide.
Is there anything else surrounding this event that you really want to highlight ahead of time?
I do. There's a couple of interesting facts, I guess. So the National Bureau of Census has a survey that they put out every 5 years. It's called the National Survey of Fishing, Hunting, and Wildlife Associated Recreation in America. And if you look at the trends, national trends nationwide, for instance, fishing has 35 million people that go fishing. Hunting has 11 million people going hunting. However, wildlife watching has 86 million people that go and look at wildlife. And of that, 45 million people are looking at wild birds, spending $11 billion on trips and $55 billion on equipment. Now, 36% of those, or 11 or 16 million, are going someplace for a trip to go specifically birding. This is not like they're golfing and they look up and see a bird. They are specifically birding. And we want to attract some of those people to our community, to our area, to say, look, if you're going to look for birds, here's a fabulous birding place in our area. So in the last 10 years specifically, wildlife watching has skyrocketed. It's increased 21% in the last 10 years, and people are spending 39% more of the money in bird watching, wildlife watching related recreation. And so I thought that was significant, and that was part of the what we looked at when we were putting together this birding festival. If there's that many people, now 86 million people, or 45 million people bird watching, that's the equivalent of everybody in the nation that's fishing and hunting combined is bird watching. Okay, so if there's that many people out there looking for birds, we want to attract them into our areas to stay in our hotels, to eat in our restaurants, to come shopping in our stores. And this birding festival is a way to do that. This is a way that we can highlight this area to say, y'all come year round. We have great birds. It's great. It's wonderful in the middle of winter, but we have great bird resources here year round.
Do you have any kind of a handle on just what is the great allure of bird watching? For my entire life, people have been bird watching. It's been right. on television, on the radio, and magazines, and even now there seems to even be more of a boom in it, as you say. What is the romanticism? What is it about bird watching?
There is just such a diversity in birds. Birds have all different kinds of habitats. There's not a continent, there's not a country where there's not birds out there. And actually, man's existence kind of relies on birds a little bit. If you think about it, they are our pollinators, and they are our people the wildlife that drops seeds and help disseminate things. But people are just enamored with this little jewel that's just brightly colored bird. And I do a lot of field trips, Tracy, and you can talk about a lot of things, but you get a bird that's near those kids and you get them close to that, there is just something that just comes alive within them, and they get so excited about that. And you know, that just doesn't grow out of you. Anytime that people get close to these birds, there is just something that just they get so excited about, and there's even a single moment that it can just live with you for the rest of your life when you have a very close encounter sometimes with a bird. That's what we want to promote here.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you're well on the way to doing that. So registration deadline is December 31st. How can listeners register?
Okay. You can go to the website at www.friendstnwr.org/Wings of Winter. We also have a Facebook page, Wings of Winter Birding Festival. So you can look on our Facebook page, and you can see some of our fascinating field trips. For instance, there's one that goes right through the middle of Land Between the Lakes, led by Happy Chambers, who is the president, used to be the president of the Kentucky Ornithological Society, and several of the interpreters from the Nature Station. Imagine having two interpreters go with you all day long and be able to go all over Land Between the Lakes and look at the fabulous resources there, and you only pay $25 for that, and lunch is included, and a trip to the Nature Station is included. That's the kind of field trips we're talking about here. Extremely cheap. This is one of the cheapest birding festivals you'll ever go on. There's a $25 registration fee, and then there are several field trips that are free. There are walks at Paris Landing led by Randy Hedgepath. Now, Randy Hedgepath has been with the Tennessee Parks for 35 years, leading nature interpretive walks there. He is so popular, they have a beer at Tennessee State Parks that's named after him.
Wow.
So he is leading two of our birding walks, Randy Hedgepath, and that is free. After you pay the registration fee, that is free that you can come to. We have say you're just getting into the birding. Maybe this is intriguing you and you want to learn about birding. We have a brand new beginning birding class that's going to be held at the Tennessee National Wildlife Refuge Visitor Center, put on by members of the Tennessee Ornithological Society. And they will teach you for an afternoon how to get into birding, and they'll take you out on your first birding excursion. That's not enough. There is one activity that goes all the way up, that goes all the way from Paris Landing all the way up to Kentucky Dam, and it goes through several TVA sites. It's led by Damian Sinbeck, and he is one of the top birders at the Alabama Ornithological Society. And he is taking, last year, that was the one field trip that got the biggest list of birds and the most excited people coming back for what species that they saw on there. And hey, if that's not your cup of tea, how about going on a Civil War birding walk? Fort Hyman is one of the forts connected to Fort Donelson, and they're going to have an interpreter from the Fort Donelson, plus Ski Witofsky, who is a natural historian from this area. That's the one Joel Greenberg is going to be going on there, one of our speakers there. And they're going to be going through Fort Hyman, and they're going to be looking at the shoreline. They're going to be looking at the woodland birds, talking about the cultural history events, Civil War events that happened there. And that's going to be a fabulous trip, too. So you can sign up for all of these. But guys, these field trips are filling up fast. They are, some of them are at least halfway full. If you want your spot in this, you need to go on to that site and you need to start looking at this pretty quickly. And the new tour that we added this year that's really going to be fun is, it's actually a pre-festival tour. There is, have you ever heard of the CQ Princess? It's like a mini yacht-like boat. It's a double-decker, glass-enclosed, wildlife-watching yacht, basically. So if you're not into going out in the cold and going and, you know, stepping out and going birding, get on the CQ Princess and we will take you to look at waterfowl and bald eagles up and down the Kentucky Lake there. That's Friday afternoon. There will be all kinds of free drinks and snacks on there, a cash bar included on that boat, and we will take you birding in comfort and style, boating up and down the Kentucky River. I'm helping lead that one, along with Damian Sinbeck and several of other of our ornithological guides there. We would love to show everybody our wonderful bird-rich resources. There's all different kinds. If you're the expert birder, you've birded all your life, we got field trips for you. If you're the brand-new birder or just casual birder, we have birding field trips for you. So we wanted to tell everybody about this exciting event, and this is going to be happening every year. Say you can't fit it in this year, maybe you are too late to get it in there. Think about next year, because we're going to be continuing this in this area. Or maybe you haven't even gotten Christmas gifts for somebody. What a fabulous Christmas gift. Instead of something that everybody has to sit around the house, why not get somebody a fabulous trip? Some kind of excursion like this would be a cheap and easy Christmas gift to get for somebody. So I encourage you to go to our website at www.friendstnwr.org. You look up the Wings of Winter. You'll see all about our speakers and all about the individual field trips, and check it out.
All right. Joan, it sounds great. Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being here.
Joan Howe is Refuge Ranger for the Tennessee National Wildlife Refuge Complex. The Wings of Winter Winter Birding Festival happens January 18th through the 20th.